Extremely shocking to hear. It's generally a very quiet area. So you'd be hopeful that the Gardaí can bring the perpetrator to justice.
Obviously, it's important for the community to rally behind the victim in question, but also to think about maybe if they saw anything suspicious or anyone acting suspiciously in the area around that time to make contact with the Gardaí.
Yeah, you'd be hopeful somebody might have a doorbell camera or a camera in their car that might have picked something up. I'm sure anything that could help will be of great value and use. But when you think about it, that somebody's home was broken into and threatened or whatever way it happened is absolutely shocking to be hearing, especially, like I said, in such a quiet part of the town.
And that would obviously shock and worry a lot of neighbours, not only on Fatima Avenue, but in the Sligo town area generally, that something like this could happen in this area.
Yeah, you'd be hopeful that it's not something that's going to continue. You'd be hopeful that the Gardaí can catch the person that done it. But again, this is, I suppose, where we always look for extra Gardaí, extra resources around the Gardaí that we have here in Sligo are overworked and underpaid. If we had extra Gardaí around, this might stop or intimidate people from doing these crimes. There's always a need for community Gardaí around the area. We're thankful that we have one in the Fort Hill area, but I think there should be one in every community.